Simen Kof Nun Vav Din Rias Adam Machmas Tashma. Shalov, women who have a period as a result of having relations. Halacha Alf. Ishash Rias Adam Machmas Tashmash, where there's a concern that a woman saw blood as a result of Tashmash, Afila Shalabashas Tashmash, even if she did not have it at the time of Tashmash, Shalacha Kach, but rather afterwards during the night. The Tarasal Shamash Palm Bays, she's mutter to engage in relations again, La'achash Titar, after she becomes Tahar. Free of her Nida, Avamechash Chaisha, but she has to be concerned regarding the factors that may have induced her period, Gamachad Zimna, even after a single time. That is, she has to be concerned regarding any other factors that might be linked to her period, as the Kitzer will proceed to say. Shemira la gam belel tefillah, for example, if it occurred to her on the night of her going to the mikvah, Azak shetitbal, then when she goes again after another cycle, tzarech lifrash mimena leil tefillah, her husband must separate from her on the night of tefillah, yichashinan, because we are concerned, shema tefillah, perhaps the tefillah, b'tzerev ha-tashrish, in conjunction with tashrish, garmim la-riyas dam, causes her to have her period. Shema tira, and perhaps she might have her period, b'leil tefillah shniyah, on the night of the second tefillah, b'shas tashrish mamash, when they actually engage in tashrish. Ava b'leil tefillah shlishis, but she did not have her period on the night of her second tefillah, then on the night of her third tefillah, ena tzarech lifra, she does not have to separate, he does not have to separate from her. Mishum d'ikar chashash, for the primary factor of the concern regarding the initial occurrence of period after tashash, he mishum tefillah, was due to the tefillah, came in the tefillah shniyah l'riyasa, and since she did not have her period at the time of her second tefillah, tu lo chashino, we do not concern ourselves further. That is, even though it still has been established that the combination of relations and tefillah will not induce her period, since she did not have relations on the night of her second tefillah, nevertheless, the fact that there was no period on the night of her second tefillah suffices on its own to permit relations after subsequent tefillahs. For the primary reason to forbid relations on the night is that the tefillah, not the relations alone, induced the period. Therefore, once it has been established that the tefillah did not induce the period, there's no longer significant concern that the solitary presence of the secondary factor, which is the relations, will induce a period. V'chenim eir law. Similarly, if it occurred, she'rasa b'lo shnia shel tefillah, that she had her period on the second night of her tefillah, tzarech lifrash b'tefillah shnia l'el beis, then he's required to separate from her on the second night of her second tefillah, but not on the night of the third night, but not on the night following her third tefillah. Halacha beis, kevan de isyeled reyusab isha zu, since there's a concern has arisen with regard to this woman, since she displays a possible tendency to have a period after tashmish, l'chein afilam yeshla vesis kavua, even if she has a vesis kavua, mikol makom, nevertheless, kisha tashmish pam shenis, when she cohabits a second time, she has relations a second time, after her next tefillah, tzricha b'dika l'fnei tashmish achar tashmish, she has to perform b'dika before and after her tashmish levar, to determine im loy rasa or machas tashmish, whether or not she had a period after relations. Zizara isha lasim yad b'refuois, and such a woman must be careful to promptly seek medical attention, mikol shkenim erla, and especially if it occurs, she rasa b'shas tashmish mamish, that she had a period during tashmish mamish, or b'samach l'achar tashmish, or immediately following tashmish, kim yarla gimel pamim b'mitzufim, for if this occurs three consecutive times, nafal b'mitzayda gadayla, she has fallen to severe predicament, because she got on it only with great difficulty, matzidla heter shetishar etzal bayla, that we would permit her to continue to be married to her husband. Halacha gimel. Unless halacha and tzimun kuf nun vav. Isha shir gisha b'shas tashmash anitma. If while engaging in tashmash, a woman has a sensation that she became a nida, mechuyevus lamer yad labayla, she has to immediately tell her husband, nitmesi, I become tame. Well, if she has atzim yad, he may then not disengage himself from her immediately, be'evrachai, while he's still aroused. Ki gam zois hana hulay, this withdrawal alone will also bring pleasure to him. El yismach al yadav aragal, rather he should support himself on his arms and legs until he's no longer aroused. V'lo yaleha, but he may not support himself upon her during this time. V'yimod pacha v'riseis, and he should become filled with fear and trepidation, avira shebal yadai, over the avira that he encountered. Kshiyamas ha'avira, and when his organ relaxes, yifrash ha'atzma, he should disengage himself from her, v'yishal ha'mayr ha'ra, and he should ask halacha kathar l'shiyar l'tshuva al-avira, to guide him as to how to do tshuva over this avira. Even if it's not negligent at all, and the avir was transgressed entirely inadvertently, he should nevertheless be filled with fear due to the fact that Hashem allowed such a calamity to befall him.